91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
To do a song now that's from an album of ours, an LP album. Let's do a song called Dizzy Miss Lizzie.
Thank you. That's the Beatles. You're welcome, Paul. Thank you. Hey, that's the Beatles live at the Hollywood Bowl, released in 1977 by Capitol Records. That year, they released two Beatle records, that one and the Beatles Love Songs, which we'll be playing part of later tonight. Hey, this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives, and this is The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles. Yeah, we're in 1977. We're playing all things that were released by the Beatles or Capitol Records, Parlophone, you know, as compilations, or by the solo Beatles. And also we're going to be playing other things that might have been on the radio that were not by the Beatles, maybe related to them, maybe not, just so you get an idea of what it might have been like to be listening to the radio and hear all that great Beatle music interspersed with all the other music that was coming out in that year. So we have a trivia question, and this is going to take a little bit of reading for me. Let's see, because I want to get it right. But if you know the answer and you want to take a chance at winning a gift certificate to the Panther Pub here in Hackettstown, you can call us when I get finished talking at 908-852-4545. You want to write that down? 908-852-4545. So Yesterday and Eleanor Rigby, both Beatles songs, of course, Paul McCartney compositions, both featured a string quartet, with each part to Eleanor Rigby being played by two instrumentalists for a total of eight. So between the two songs, there were a total of 10 different instrumentalists added who added their performance. So that means that there were two that overlapped. There were two instrumentalists that played on both songs, Yesterday and Eleanor Rigby. So what two non-Beatle musicians played on Yesterday and Eleanor Rigby? Or you can actually just give us one of the two, and but the name and the instrument. That's important, okay? So 908-852-4545. Let's carry on now with something from Ringo's release of that year, Ringo the Fourth.
Mm-hmm.
was the Ramones with Carbona Not Glue. That was from their debut album, Leave Home. And we started that set off with Drowning in the Sea of Love from Ringo's Ringo the Fourth. Gives you kind of an idea of the contrast of what was happening in the music world, because there's a sort of a disco influence on that Ringo album. He actually was disappointed with the results of in terms of popularity and sales of his previous album or two. And, you know, they featured performances and songs from his fellow ex-Beatles. And so he thought, well, maybe we'll take a different track. So he didn't use any of them. And he, you know, got together with a songwriting buddy of his that he had used before. And he came out with that album, which I don't think was particularly successful either. But in any event, you can hear the disco influence on that particular track. And then Carbona Not Glue from the Ramones. Well, that was kind of the antithesis of what was happening with disco kind of invading the music scene and, you know, kind of crossing over with all kinds of other genres. That was punk, of course. And, you know, punk had started to become commercial, and the Ramones were certainly at the forefront of that. And that gave way to what became New Wave, which the Ramones were certainly not in the New Wave category, but the punk category. And so that's that. So that's what was happening in 1977. And I think I forgot to mention the songs that we played to open the show. We played Twist and Shout, She's a Woman, and Dizzy Miss Lizzie from the Beatles at the Hollywood Bowl. And you know what? We haven't got any callers for the trivia question. Well, one caller, but sort of not with the real answer. So it was more. So anyway, I'll repeat the question, and it's a bit difficult. You might have to, I don't know, I guess you'd have to cheat and look it up. But the number is 908-852-4545, and you can win a gift certificate to Panther Pub in Hackettstown if you're the first caller with the correct answer. And the question was, what two instrumentalists, string musicians, non-Beatles, played on both Yesterday and Eleanor Rigby? We're going to take a short break and carry on with some more Beatle music.
Hi, I'm Amy, the Rock and Roll Doctor. Tune in Saturdays at 3 p.m. for your weekly dose of my musical elixir. Each week, I feature selections from emerging bands on the jam circuit, deep tracks from years past, the Vanessa Hatuna Spotlight, and more. That's the Weekend Jam with the Rock and Roll Doctor. Saturdays beginning at 3 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org, where great music lives.
WNTI support comes from Satter's Restoration of Branchville, New Jersey. Satter's offers restorations of wooden canvas canoes by Old Town, Chestnut, EM, White, and others. Restorations including repairs and refinishing. Satter's also offers restoration of other wooden pieces, including furniture. Information available at sattersrestoration.com or by phone 973-948-5242.
Did you know college isn't just for kids? Adults are going back to school for a variety of reasons. To enhance their professional skills, change jobs, gain job security, get promotions, and increase their salaries. Many are choosing to pursue associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees at Centenary College's adult and professional programs. With locations in Parsippany, Edison, and Hackettstown, getting your degree has never been more convenient. Classes are held one night a week in an accelerated format, or you can study online. You can even earn your MBA on Saturdays. Centenary's programs are flexible and affordable. See how easy it can be to earn your degree from Centenary College. For more information or to enroll now, go to centenarycollege.edu/WNTI. That's centenarycollege.edu/WNTI for undergraduate and graduate programs designed around your busy schedule. Centenary College, it's not just your kids' school. See how easy it can be to earn your degree from Centenary College. Go to centenarycollege.edu/WNTI.
Is there anybody going to listen to my story? All about the girl who came to stay. She's the kind of girl you want so much it makes you sorry. Still you don't regret a single day. Ah, girl. Girl, girl. When I think of all the times I've tried so hard to leave her, she will turn to me and start to cry. And she promises the earth to me, and I believe her. After all this time, I don't know why. Ah, girl. Girl, girl. She's the kind of girl who puts you down when friends are there. You feel say she's
she's looking good. She acts as if it's understood. She's cool. She told when she was young that pain would lead to pleasure. Did she understand it when they said that a man must break his back to earn his day of leisure? Will she still believe it when he's dead? Oh, girl. Thank you.
91.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
Night, he lay. Oh, seaside woman.
And that's Eric Clapton from his 1977 release, Slow Hand. We heard Peaches and Diesel. That's the album that had The Core, Cocaine, Lay Down Sally, a whole bunch of good tracks on that. And that was Peaches and Diesel. We started that set off way back when with the Beatles, with Girl from the Beatles Love Songs, which was released in 1977 by Capitol. And then we carried on with Steely Dan with their 1977 release, Asia. We heard Home at Last. And then we heard a song that you might not recognize, this one. Although I think it might be available somewhere. I've got it on a 45. It might be on one of those compilations CDs. But it's essentially Wings, as Wings were at that in that year, but with Linda McCartney singing lead vocals. So it was called, the group was called Susie and the Red Stripes. And all they did was release a single called Seaside Woman. And I'll play the B-side in coming weeks. It's called B-side Seaside. So that was Susie and the Red Stripes, a.k.a. Linda McCartney and Wings. We do have an answer to the trivia question, which was a bit of a difficult one. So we'll announce the winner and the answer in about 10 minutes or so. But right now, we are going to conduct a test of the emergency alert system. And that concludes the test of the emergency alert system. Had it been an actual emergency, you would have been given instructions. So let's take a break and we'll carry on with some more music.
Hey, this is Chris Pandolfi from the infamous String Dusters, inviting you guys to visit E-Town this week, where I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, as well as Zach Heckendorf, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's all this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from the Stanhope House, located on Main Street in Stanhope, New Jersey. The Stanhope House offers Americana food and entertainment nightly.
Coming to the Stanhope House on Sunday, October 13th, Jefferson Starship.
More information available at StanhopeHouseNJ.com or by phone 973-347-7777 for the Stanhope House.
Music expresses feeling and thought without language. Or you could say, music is the language of the heart. If today's music has spoken to you, listen to the message. During this fund drive, our message is simple. Your support is essential. Without donations from people like you, the language of music will fall silent. Please respond to our letter or contribute online at WNTI.org. Thank you for your support of WNTI, public radio from Centenary College.
No, no. Hello, with this song is called A Ticket to Ride.
Yeah.
That was Television from their debut album, Marquee Moon. We heard Friction. They were in the punk movement. You can hear the punk influence, especially in the vocals, but they were more technically proficient than most of the punk players who were really, really basic, hardly even very musical, really, to be honest with you. So they were a pretty interesting group. We heard before that we started with Ticket to Ride from the Beatles at the Hollywood Bowl, released by Capitol Records in 1977. And let's see, we are going to talk about the answer to the trivia question now. And the question had to do with the songs Yesterday and Eleanor Rigby, both compositions and performances of Paul McCartney, one Yesterday including guitar, Eleanor Rigby including nothing but a string quartet. But the question was, what two instrumentalists, non-Beatle instrumentalists, overlapped, played on both songs? Because it was a string, both were string quartets. Eleanor Rigby had eight musicians. In other words, two musicians playing each part. And yesterday had just the quartet in its most basic form. And so 10 musicians altogether played on those two songs, but only two overlapped. So Tom from Hackettstown knew that the answer is Tony Gilbert on violin and also Sidney Sax on violin. And so they were members of the Hampton String Quartet, but not the entire quartet played. So we're going to give Tom credit because of the hard work he did to come to give us a call. So he's going to get the gift certificate to Panther Pub, and hope you have a good time there. They have some good food for sure. So now we're going to carry on with the song that one of the songs we were talking about, and this is from the Love Songs album.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
you love, you love, you know, you know, you know, you know, she loves. Do you ever?
And that was from the album Thrillington, and so was this song that we're going to play in the background a little bit. What was Thrillington? Well, in 1971, Ram was released by Paul McCartney, and he asked arranger Richard Hewson to arrange an orchestration before Ram was even released of the entire album. And but it wasn't released until 1977. So it was released under the name Percy Thrills Thrillington, and the album is called Thrillington. And again, it's all the songs on the Ram album. So let's see, before that, what did we hear? We started off with Yesterday from the Beatles, from the Love Songs album, released in 1977 by Capitol. And then we heard the Boomtown Rats, She's Gonna Do You In, from their debut album. And they were one of those groups that rode the punk wave and become something very different after that. So hey, next week we're going to be in our fundraiser, and if you'd like to help out answering the phones, give us a call, and I'll give you the number any second now. We'd love to have you help out. The number is 908-979-4355, extension 1. So until next week, have a good evening and a very good week.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.